In this bulletin, a baby girl found dead on a Gold Coast beach. The opposition increases its campaign for a national anti-corruption body. And Tim Cahill preparing for his final international in a Socceroos shirt. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland police are questioning the mother and father of a nine-month-old girl found dead on a Gold Coast beach. Officers are working to identify the infant and the cause of her death, which is being treated as murder. Detective Inspector Mark Hogan says officers were called to an area of the beach by the Esplanade at Surfers Paradise early this morning. Police expect to have more information later this afternoon.
Police and emergency services attended. However, the baby was pronounced deceased at the scene. We appeal to the public and anyone who may have information to come forward.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says APEC remains committed to cutting trade barriers and working closely together despite tensions between the United States and China. Papua New Guinea hosted the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting at the weekend, but it ended without an official statement for the first time because the two superpowers couldn't agree on the wording. But Mr. Morrison says it's not a problem that differences prevented an agreement being made.
If the major powers here are not going to agree, we shouldn't be pretending that they do, and we shouldn't be trying to smooth that over for the sake of a communique, and we should call it out. And I can say very clearly that the other economies around the table here and nations that sat around the East Asia Summit, it has been made very clear to both the United States and China that we want to see these issues resolved.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Australia has a role to play in healing the divisions among APEC members.
Australia will have to redouble its efforts with other members of APEC to help bridge the sharp economic divide which is currently growing across the Pacific. Australia needs to make sure that we can do everything we can through our foreign policy and diplomacy to stop the current division cementing into a more permanent trade and economic argument.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is facing renewed pressure to support a national anti-corruption commission. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the body should be established when Parliament resumes in November. If it isn't, Labor says it will set up a national integrity commission should it win the next federal election. Mr. Shorten says the Prime Minister has been in the job long enough to know if he wants to support the proposal or not. Government leader of the House of Representatives, Christopher Pyne, has told Sky News he doesn't think it's necessary to have an anti-corruption commission at a national level. The head of the Victorian Police African Australian Community Task Force says the responsibility for reporting potential terrorism threats should not fall solely on religious leaders. It comes a week after senior members of the federal government, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, called on Islamic leaders to do more to report potential threats. Their comments followed the deadly Bourke Street knife attack in Melbourne. Victorian Police Commander Stuart Bateson has told SBS Radio Somali program, everyone in the community has a part to play.
What we would like to see is that real concentration from everyone in the community, sporting groups, cultural groups, intercultural interactions where we build a really strong and cohesive community. And I think that's where there's a role for all of us. Islamic leaders, Christian leaders, political leaders to play.
In football, Tim Cahill is preparing for his final Socceroos appearance. The 38-year-old will farewell the Australian public when he makes a cameo in tomorrow night's friendly against Lebanon in Sydney. Cahill is expected to come off the bench late in the game. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold.
He's been a special player, special guy, and it's a just reward for a great career. And I'm no doubt the fans will be there to support Timmy and to support the boys.
And let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. It'll be sunny in Perth, a maximum of 22 degrees. Early rain in Adelaide, then showers, a top of 20. In Melbourne, showers developing, a possible storm, and 26. In Hobart, rain increasing, 25 degrees. In Canberra, a shower or two and 29. In Wollongong, fine weather, 23 degrees. Becoming windy, sunny in Sydney, a top of 25. Much the same for Newcastle, 26 degrees. In Brisbane, it'll be partly cloudy and 27. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 32. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.
We'll be right back.